Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Frankie.
Oh, there you are, Frankie. Where were you?
Hi, everybody. I know what's happening, man. I understand. Don't beat anybody up. Get the movie LA Confidential. With Russell Crowe, oh boy, I love what he does. He's a good guy, and he fixes the bad guys. I love those type of movies, but it takes a lot of stress out of you. LA Confidential is a movie. I'm sure you people have seen it. See it again. It'll take a lot of stress away. Hope you've been good. Been having a good time and realizing to live in the now like a kid. Because that's the heart, not the mind. The mind is old. The heart is young. Young at heart. Why do you think that comes? Oh, yeah. Frankie, are you still singing? Are you still playing? Let's hear ya. Come on. We're going to talk about our higher selves. Wow. I love that one. Fifth dimension, they call it. Okay, thank you, Frankie. Thanks, Frankie, for now, okay? Thank you. Okay, we're back in town again. You world, hello world. Here we go with relating to the five-dimension thinking and the intentions and the utilizing and the expectations by Metatron. Okay. I would like to add a personal note, though. Expectation, negative connotation in the human psyche. Well, psyche means soul. Okay, I've said that before. I don't know. So, in this new reality that we've entered into, you know, just recently, I think it was around October the 28th, and I will be reading that too, about the fifth dimension, that everybody will be new beginnings. Okay, this is important to change our belief structure. I've been talking about letting go and then reprogramming your mind for years now. Today, though, I would like to remind you about creating a different reality for yourself through your belief. The number one thing I want you to understand is that all the stories of lack in this world are false. Simply and completely false, because in the universe and in this planet specifically, there is abundance through your belief system, which is yours for the taking. It is imperative that you fully tune into the following sentence, okay? Abundance is your birth, given right. Because it is so, you are born to be abundant. Abundant in whatever you wish it to be. Whether it is your health, money, joy, love, or the opposite of the scale. Suffering, sickness, etc. It is completely up to you. One thing is for sure, abundance is your birthright, given right. Amen on that. There are elemental beings that are assigned to you when you are born. These beings take your thoughts and energy and automatically begin to create whatever you are thinking about into your reality. Whether they agree with it or not, it is your job to assure that whatever you're thinking of will come to pass. So that is why it's so important to monitor your thoughts. Because if you believe that there is a lack in the universe, you will fear that there is not going to be enough for you to manifest what you want. If you believe that you don't deserve whatever it is that you want or have, guess what? Rest assured that your elemental guides will strive really hard, so they will continue to experience the lack. However, if you believe that you deserve to be abundant, to be whatever you wish to be, in whichever way you want to manifest, that is what you are going to experience. Hey, think of it this way. Imagine there is a road which is filled with agony, frustration, a feeling of lack, hard work, suffering, when everyone is barely surviving, all because that they under this assumption that the only way to have anything good is to suffer for it. No way, Jose. Imagine this road, and now imagine that there is a road that exists just a few feet above the first one. And what I was going to say, call in 347-826-7154 and communicate. Yeah. What you'd like to ask or what you'd like to say. Okay, let's finish it. Love. Imagine the existence of your K on the road. On this road, the higher road, everyone is happy, joyous, doing what they love to do, healthy, vibrant, and abundant in everything that they wish to have. Now, imagine that you have found a staircase that leads up to a door that you unlock with a very special key. And once you have that key, you can walk through that door and find yourself on this beautiful, amazing road of success, abundance, light, joy, peace, harmony. And I'll say love again. Love is the answer, really. All you need is that one key, which will open all of these treasures for you. Yes. The key is within you. That key is called your belief system. The only thing that's separate from you, from stepping onto the new path, onto that new five-dimension earth that has already been created, is your belief that somehow you aren't deserving of this beautiful experience. Thus, in order to generate the key, you must fully and completely, without any doubts in your mind, believe. I love the word faith, that you are abundant and that you deserve to have everything that you want. The key is to intend instead of expect certain outcomes. Because when we expect, we are bound to be disappointed simply due to the fact that when we set an expectation in our minds, we see it coming to life in a certain way. And when something else appears on the horizon, which eventually will lead us directly to that which we've envisioned and intended for ourselves, we won't give it a try, but stop ourselves from moving forward. All because that we all began to take shape will not meet our expectations. Here we intend, without expecting, we would forego the odd shape and allow the experience blossom fully into what we have wanting to experience. To experience. Yes. Just to share, it's quite simple, and they're complicating it. I don't know why. It's simple. The fifth dimension in 1980s. Thank you, Shakti Gawain, for this, a creative visualization. I was on Flapper's Comedy, and the fellow Joshua, who they were taping me, and he said, Dr. Fila has been on television in 1988 with the late legendary Steve Allen. And guess what? Flapper's Comedy made sure that was not put on. Unbelievable. Then there's these people that want to compete. Guess what? The competition. They're going to lose. You don't compete. The more you give, the more you get. Give and get, give and get, give and get. Look at this. Zig Ziglar is wonderful. One of his quotes is, I do it. And I'm going to tell you people, if you want to make it, you're not going to make it unless you hear what Zig Ziglar says. You can have everything in life you want if you'll just help other people get what they want instead of attacking and taking things away that was true. I mean, that's very sad that Flappers would have done that. And the producer before that, I'll get his name and he'll be on the radio next time, which is a dangerous man. He stole my tape. But that's okay. Karma. You know one thing about karma? I'm going to tell you about karma. Karma, don't forget about revenge. Don't go after them. Please don't do that. This is my saying. Revenge. Nah. I'm too lazy. I'm going to sit here and let karma screw them up. Very true. Very, very true. And talking about being in a higher dimension, you can be able to laugh at everything that is gone. Now we're going to hear Mastering the Energy of Your Universe. And talking about expectations, I'm going to read to you. And I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. The first time I was on the radio, the second, third time, I put up these words, act without expectation. Expectation is the root of all heartaches. Yes. I wouldn't lie to you. But now I'm going to tell you that mastering the energy of your universe. So your universe, we're all connected to it. If we want to connect to the higher realm. And it is here to provide you to make sure you receive. Yet there are certain things we are required to do in order for this to occur. But I keep it simple. And I'm going to tell you, with all the other people, what they say, this is what I say. Quiet. Lay down. My best time is you know your awakening spirit is from 2 a.m. and to 4 a.m. when you wake up. And that's the time to meditate. And the time to visualize that you're already there. Your body can tell you, feel it. You've got to feel it in your body that's already there. You got it. You got it already. Okay? That's when things come true. When the 1980s, for me to, nobody knew me. Next thing I know, I'm the president of this big television show, got the producers to phone and say, you're on TV with Steve Allen, the late legendary. And that was on my way up because I was doing the creative visualization, and we call it the secret now. It's you're already there. You don't need lessons. I've met people that have taken lessons. They still didn't get it. It's simple. You're already there. Okay. Thank you, humans. Humanity's team said this, and it was October the 28th, and I must read it to you because it's important. Now that everyone has had a few weeks to assimilate and evaluate through their own personal experience that the most powerful influx of light the world has ever known. I would like to share this with you. Thank you, Humanity's team. I would like to share with you some information from on a high that may enhance your understanding of what actually is taking place. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth said that the portal of light that was opened during the amazing eclipse series in September 2015, and the collective cap of consciousness that was formed by humanity through the synchronicity of myriad outer world events that coincided with the eclipses. So an unprecedented global shift of consciousness was co-created in the realms of cause by the I Am presence of humanity. Now this shift into a higher consciousness will manifest through every man, woman, and child in ways that they are specifically aligned with his or her individual divine plan. But for the first time ever, the immaculate concept of the templates for the new earth they were associated with, this shift of consciousness, were instantly anchored in the world of effects, which is a physical plane of earth. We're back to cause and effect. Cause and effect. So what you ever give out to people will come back. I went to a great big party in Calabasas. It was wonderful. Pictures were taken, and women that were taking pictures of me with them never sent them. So that's a compliment in a way, but I have a feeling they made an error in judgment, and I hope that they send them to my email. I'm giving them another chance because karma's going to come back to them. Anyway, we're going to talk more about the fifth dimension part 3 next week. And before, I want to give you all an affirmation, and we're going to end the show till next week. Yes, that'll be a higher level again. Okay, thanks to Kathy Johnson for this. This is the affirmation. Let's do the breathing. Remember my secret? Breathe. Slowly in. Slowly out. Three times. Yes. And now I want you to feel this in your soul. Because that's all we are. We're souls. End of story. Okay. Every cell in my body is light. I vibrate with the energy of love. I am peace. I am harmony. I am balance. I am loving myself. I am loving my life. I am love, and love is me. And I'm loving all the humans, and the animals, and everybody, okay? I am nourished body, mind, and soul. My soul is of the highest light. My mind, a gateway to my universe. My body is complete and whole. My universe is connected to me. Namaste. So Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. Okay, next, raising the vibration to a higher level, raised to our higher self, which is a fifth dimension, part 3, will be next week, Monday. And have a great week. And I'm going to play Frankie. Frankie? Here, Frankie. Come on, play. Play, play. Have a great week. Live in the now. Don't think of the future. Well, the future is now. You've got that same visualization. okay? That's it. And Frankie, raise your vibration. Come on. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Breathe. Yeah. Just like Frankie. Wow. Live in the now. Now you're... I do workshops all over the world. You can call me on 1-800-333-LAFF. Laugh. And I do that for a living. I'm guaranteed to uplift you in my workshop. It only takes 1 hour. Isn't that wonderful? Can you stand to go to a workshop for 2 or 3 hours? It's crazy. In 1 hour, man. Maybe an hour and a half. Okay. Have a great week, you beautiful souls. Yeah. Good night, Frankie, wherever you are. Bye, everybody. Bye.